I'm Travis.
I'm Nate.
And I'm Emily, and you're listening to the Cast and Blast Florida podcast. This week on episode 69, tons of upcoming meetings on spring in Florida. Turkey season is approaching and duck season is over.
What's new, Nate?
Super Bowl is new. I am currently in Atlanta, right? We are recording this on Super Bowl Sunday. And it's been like crazy town around here for the past 2 weeks. Traffic's been bad. People everywhere.
Wow. Bad traffic in Atlanta?
Yeah. Isn't that something?
That's unheard of, isn't it? It's so unusual for you guys.
Right. It's actually, you know, worse than normal, which is still really bad. So, you know, I'm ready for it to be over.
You know what we should have done? We shouldn't have told folks that we were recording on Super Bowl Sunday. We should have just recapped the game.
Yeah. Like the, you know, year end review in January.
Like recap the game before it happened, but then it wouldn't release until after it happened. And then if we were accurate, we'd be like, look how awesome we are, except no one would care.
If we were smarter, we could have figured that out.
Yeah. But no one has accused us of being smarter.
That's true. What's new with you?
What's new with you, Travis?
Hey, there we go.
Dang it.
Listen, there has been a lot of feedback on the theme song draft.
I have seen some of that feedback.
There has been some pushback, A, around you winning.
I can't even say what I want to say to all those people.
But there's a visual accompaniment that you cannot see.
I've just made a hand gesture to all of you.
There was some pushback.
Fly a kite.
If you're new to the show, we got a lot of new listeners in the past couple of weeks. We drafted theme songs because a lot of times we talk about inane stuff on here. And many people thought Nate may have won that draft.
On what grounds?
Yeah. They just thought he had a better all the way around team. There was also a lot of pushback on the fact that no one mentioned Three's Company. That was probably the most oft suggested. Why didn't you?
I never really watched that show much, so I don't really have a...
Yeah. Me neither. And in my head,
it would have been on my list.
It's about a polyamorous couple.
It's not. I watched it growing up because I'm older than both of you by like 25 years. So I absolutely watched it and it was awesome and it had a great theme song.
What's it about?
It's about a guy that rooms with two girls, but then they change one of the girls out like midstream.
But he's not married to either of them?
No.
Oh.
But he kind of likes one, then he kind of likes the other, but then...
Polyamory. What do you want?
Yeah.
It was way before its time.
Back in the old days, we've gone off the rails already. Have you ever heard of the Tory paradox?
From Saved by the Bell?
Yes. Have you ever heard of this, Nate? Because you called out Saved by the Bell as your thing.
Yeah, but I don't really remember it.
The Tory paradox is this idea that in the last season of Saved by the Bell, Jesse and Kelly went somewhere and Zach and everybody started hanging out with Tori, this new girl. But that Jesse and Kelly were presumably somewhere on the campus because then they come back at the end and they all graduate together, except Tori's not there. So Tori was only germane for a little period of time. And then we go through stuff like this.
She was German?
Germane.
What is that?
And we go through stuff like this in our life, like where you work with a person for a period of time or whatever, and they're involved in your life on a daily basis, and then you leave away and you don't see them for years and years and you don't really engage with them in the same way. Anyway, back in the 80s in sitcom land, that happened with Three's Company. With one of, I can't remember who the actress was, she went away and you kind of imagine she was still there. And then the other one was with Coy and Vance on the Dukes of Hazzard, one of Nate's picks. Bo and Luke disappeared and suddenly they were replaced by Coy and Vance, their cousins, one blonde, one brunette. And then suddenly Bo and Luke came back after a contract negotiation.
What was the, where did we start? How did we get here?
I was just recapping the theme song
theme
draft.
Theme song draft.
None of this has anything to do with the outdoors. If anyone's still listening, we will get to some outdoors related stuff in a minute. What's new with you, Em?
Well, reviews have stopped.
Yeah. We did get a new one, but I can't see it.
This used to be the segment wherein I would read reviews from friends of the show, but we need some new friends.
Do you think...
We have no more friends.
Here's what I think. I think Jeep Barn and Nuclear Zzzz, whatever the username was, the ones that won our 100th review contest.
Right.
They still don't have their t-shirts because of, you know, we've self-admitted that we kind of inflicted that upon ourselves and they're coming where they're going to get them. But I think maybe they're somehow like preventing people from reviewing.
They're holding them hostage.
I think they've somehow gamed the system.
We need to get them their t-shirts and ASAP.
You think that'll open the floodgates?
Maybe it's the universe.
I would think so.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it's what?
The universe.
You think the universe is
mm-hmm.
big news. Big news for Emily more than me or you. Because this episode is no one can see you crossing yourself, babe. This is not a visual podcast.
I've never been so happy. Because today was the official last day of duck season.
Youth weekend is over.
It's over.
Youth weekend is no more. The guns are clean to put away. The decoys are all put up. The boat
no,
is shelved.
Bullshit. Do not. No. let me just set a freaking stage. We got decoys in a shed. We got decoys on the yard. We got decoys on the back porch. We got decoys in the garage. And we have dead ducks in our garage refrigerator from how long?
Those ducks were killed on friend of the show who will remain nameless his birthday because he's now doing some other stuff that I don't want to call him out on. However, there's a friend of the show and we shot those ducks on his birthday on like December 8th. And I've been waiting to clean them until after the season. So I'm going to clean them. I've aged them appropriately.
Yeah.
I'm going to clean them and cook them and see if you guys can tell the difference. It's going to be the greatest.
Do a little blind tasting.
At 35, I aged them for 35 days one time. I could tell no difference between that and like a week. So I'm curious, 60, 90 day, like what's the cap on that? So
yeah, I don't, yeah.
Yeah.
They will be cleaned tomorrow, babe.
Okay.
No, that's first on my list for tomorrow is cleaning
ducks.
Even
Nate turned away. He was like,
he rolled his eyes.
I can't even.
And also tomorrow is the Great Mojo giveaway.
Listen, you need to go to Home Depot on your way home and get stuff to repair the shed, get the carabiners, and get all the freaking duck decoys in the shed.
Someone posted on Facebook and it's like, does anyone have any broken mojos? And I was like, do you care if they've been shot? Because I've got a crap ton of them on my porch.
How many do you want?
Yeah. That's what I asked. And I was like, how many do you want? And what flavor do you want them in? Mallard, mottled, like teal, bluebill. I've got tons of decrepit, shot up mojos. So he's coming to pick all those up tomorrow because he wants to fiddle with them. And
nice.
He's an electronics guy and he wants to see if he can improve the motors or make them so they're remote start or something.
So if he refurbishes them and resells them, do you have first right of refusal on getting them back since
no
we paid for them?
Do you want to see them ever again?
Yeah, if they work, because I know that next duck season you're going to be like, babe, I need like $150 to buy new mojos because I gave mine away to that guy. And I'm going to be like,
those mojos are not, he's got an uphill battle on them. Let's just say that.
Okay.
Like when you pick them up and shake them and hear the BBs rolling around in them, that's not a good start.
Has anybody tried sticking one of those foam filler things inside one of them and just and letting it fill up and then would it sink? it would sink.
There's a motor inside it. You know that, right? That moves.
Oh, I thought it was in the base.
Nope. The motor's in the wings. It spins.
And mojos don't float. They're usually stuck on a pole.
Right.
But we do have some poles too.
We do have some floating ones. What?
We got to get rid of the poles too.
I'm keeping the poles because they're reusable.
For what?
For mojos.
That you're going to buy mojos next season.
I have working mojos as well. God, I wish we had a video of Emily. Nate, what are you doing now that duck season's over?
Well, right now, February is kind of like that month where nothing's really going on. It's kind of just like almost boring as far as outdoor activities go and sports go too, right? Because football's over. There's only like basketball. Who watches basketball?
Pitchers and catchers will report, but nothing really happens there.
At the end of the month. But yeah, it's just kind of a dead month, kind of. And I mean, there's some small game opportunities out there for people. But for me, I'm more getting ready for turkey season.
Yes.
More than anything. Yeah, a little spring thunder action.
That's very exciting.
When does that start?
It starts in March.
Okay.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you the day. It's usually mid-March for us, like 17th.
Yeah, 24th. Mid-March for us. It's middle March, yeah.
And the cool thing in Florida is the youth weekend is always before the season for turkeys.
That is cool.
Correct.
So my son is going on a prime turkey hunt with his grandfather. Dad gets to stay at home. I get to miss that.
You're not going?
No, I'm not going. I can't go where they're going. It's members only. So my son's going to get to go and hopefully harvest his first Osceola. But I'll be there. I'll be there at the gate to take pictures. Don't worry.
Good call.
If it goes the way it should go. What are you doing now that, well, you mentioned small game. How long squirrel run? Like, I haven't kept track of this.
Early March, end of February, early March, something like that.
Snipe is usually a couple more weeks. It's usually till like mid-February.
Middle of February, yeah.
It usually runs 2 or 3 weeks past duck season. What about you, Em? What are you doing now that duck season is over? Do you have big news?
I have news.
Here we go.
I'm going to try something because? So, okay. How do I even start
this? This is amazing radio right now.
So I would like to try something. I hope that you all will be interested. I've talked a couple of times on the show about the fitness programs that I do, and I think it would be so fun. Now the duck season's over and it's kind of a mellower season for hunting, like turkey season, for us to do a Cass and Fat Blast challenge group for all of the hunters.
Dang, I'm in.
I think it would be so fun to get all the same guys in all the Facebook groups for Florida duck hunters and the fishing groups to all come together and like try to get a little bit healthy before beach season when you're taking off your shirt and going swimming in the ocean.
Tarpon season.
Yeah. And so I'm opening up to the guys and their wives, girlfriends, significant others, partners, whatever you got. So I'm going to do an 8-week program.
Starting
February 25th.
God, that's so soon.
Nate, are you in? Nate's in.
So it'll.
Yeah. Okay, fine.
Nate's in.
If I can get. If it's a Cast and Blast Florida thing,
yeah,
then yes, I will do it.
Nate's in.
You can totally do it.
As much as I will hate it, I will do it.
You can totally do it with the program because Catherine already has. Can I say Catherine's name?
Right.
Or do you want me to
take that
out?
She's got the login.
Yeah. No. You can say her name. It's
okay.
Fine. That's my girlfriend for those who don't know. But she's been doing it and I think she likes it. For the most part.
Here's the thing.
We're going to do a different program.
We're going to do a different program. This is 4 days a week.
Yeah, it's so
all weeks.
Flexible. So you could work out Monday through Thursday and then hunt Friday, Saturday, Sunday and never miss a beat.
The workouts are 30 to 40 minutes long. I've done this program.
Yeah, Travis really likes it.
Nate's sister did the program. It's not as rigorous as a lot of the stuff you talk about.
Yeah, it's like classic weightlifting.
Yeah.
But ladies, like if you're listening... This is going to sculpt your butt and your thighs and give you abs. I had abs, like I've never had abs before doing this 4 day a week program. So,
yep.
It's a lot of fun.
I'm looking forward to it. So if anybody wants to join it, we can help you figure out some creative ways to do the program.
Yeah. So I usually get a Facebook group together and we talk about nutrition. I teach you how to do the Beachbody nutrition, which is a lot of fun. You get to experiment with a lot of new foods and recipes. And if you're doing it with your spouse, it makes it a lot easier because you can work together. So,
but we also want this to not come across salesy.
Not at all.
Like this
no.
is low key. We can help you figure out a way to try this out.
Yeah.
If you're interested in doing something like this. So.
Yeah. For like a super, super cheap, like you can, we even do a 2-week free trial. So
yeah.
It's like whatever.
That kind of stuff.
Anyway, I love it. I'm doing the challenge groups outside of the podcast, but the reason this came up, let me finally get around to this, is because Travis has had so many listeners in duck blinds with him over this season. And they've all, a lot of them have asked you about it because you see me working out on social media. So I thought, why not open it up? And if you're interested, like, let me show you what I do because you might love it and it might change your life.
And it kind of goes hand in hand. Fitness in outdoors is a big deal. Like Ranella talks about it. Joe Rogan talks about
it. It's becoming a big, big deal. It's like wilderness athletes is what they call them. And these guys are like super ridiculous, like way more than anything on this program obviously would be. But this could be like a jumpstart into something a lot more and a lot more like strenuous and serious and really, really.
You even go into.
Really get really fit.
Yeah, I was going to say, you should tell them because there was a duck retrieve story you did on the podcast earlier where you had to crawl on that floating island of like mush.
The tussock.
Tussock, yeah. And Travis, he literally came home that day. He's like, if I had not worked out, there was no way I would have been able to get that duck because it took so much core to balance on that. So it is practical application.
It's still to this day the greatest retrieve Nate's ever seen.
I mean, I had a pretty good one last youth season, if you I remember correctly.
I remember
and
that.
I wish I would have worked out before then.
Yeah.
Because I almost died.
Well, I could even feel it at the end of this season doing, I did about a 200 yard wading retrieve on a model a couple weeks ago. And I was like, God almighty, will somebody come get me with a boat? Like I need a dog or somebody to come get me with a boat. Going tide, wind, pushing that bird. And he was just laying there and I didn't want to lose him.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, he was clearly, it's a trophy bird just laying out there in the middle of nowhere.
Okay, so really quick, if you have heard about this group, the Cast and Fat Blast group, and you're interested, reach out to Travis on social media, reach out to me on social media, reach out to Nate, and we will they'll get you to me basically, and I'll help you figure out if this is for you.
Or message Cast and Blast. That'll get to one of us as well.
Totes my goat.
I should talk now that duck season's over. I should reiterate meetings. I feel like
lots of meetings.
So many meetings,
dude.
I actually had a listener reach out to me this week. He's like, "Where can I find out about meetings? I went to FWC and they don't even list them anywhere."
They don't list them anywhere, and they also don't ever put times.
They have a calendar of effing events, and they didn't have the meeting next week on it.
Because they don't want you to show up.
There's part of me that wants to stand up at the commissioners meeting and say, "Can I just run your website for you? Like, can you just let me run your
social media, everything?
Yeah, your social media and your calendar. Let me just handle that." Because it's like there's a couple of questions. When you announce a thing, the first things are location and time.
I think they say who, what, when, where, why.
Yeah. Come up with those things before you announce it and go ahead and put that into your graphic when you share it. So here's the meetings. February 6th, these are your spray conversations. February 6th is in Osceola County. So it's the Osceola County Courthouse or something like that.
That's in Kissimmee.
Yeah, it's in Kissimmee. It's usually on the fourth floor of the courthouse building. I'll be at that. So message me if you need help finding that. February 7th is in Okeechobee. Don't know where. We'll find it and we'll put it in the show notes, but stay after that one. February 13th is in Sebring. February 26th is in Eustis. And then there is a TBD for Gainesville for a spray conversation. So Panhandle gets left out of that altogether. And they've mentioned that
because they probably don't spray a lot up there.
They do.
Do they really?
They do.
All right.
Then also we talked about on last week's episode 68.
Are we doing episode 69?
This is episode 69. Episode 68, we talked about the FWC commissioner meetings in Gainesville, February 20th and 21st, to the 12-year-old co-host that I have.
How do we not make a joke?
Those are all the meetings I have. There's an Army Corps of Engineer meeting, Army Corps of Engineers meeting, talking about the Lake Okeechobee. Oh, there's so many acronyms down there. Lake Okeechobee Management of Watershed or something, the LOSM. Anyway, they're talking about managing the lake levels differently, which has been a hot topic. It's been a big item of discussion
in both the
Comprehensive Everglades Restoration Plan and within the South Florida Water Management District, the Corps. You know, you hear the nonprofits all clamoring about it. So that meeting is going to be held somewhere in Clewiston. I'll try to get those details and put them up as well. I don't understand why in this day and age, the first thing somebody doesn't do is create a Facebook page for these events so you can invite people.
We are going to have them as events on our Facebook pages, right?
Yeah, I'm going to go create most of these. I may do this. Well, I'm going to watch the Super Bowl tonight, but I may do this tomorrow. I'm not watching the Super Bowl.
I was going to say, what? You don't want to watch the Super Bowl.
I refuse to watch Super Bowl. I'm going to watch reruns of Justified or something.
I know. I'm so irritated. All I want is for him to watch the commercials with me, and I'm like making snacks and getting excited and like been on Twitter.
Yeah, at least watch it for the commercials.
Nah, can't do it.
He won't do it.
Come on,
I can't
dude.
Give them the ratings.
I'm going to be watching it anyway. How are they going to know your eyeballs are on it?
That's the wrong way to look at it, man. You got to look at it as if you make the commitment, you stick to the commitment. You don't say, "Oh, I can just cheat here. I can just cheat there." You got to roll with it.
I'm going to remind you of that when we start Lift 4.
Are you?
Yeah.
I've already started it. I'm doing it.
Okay. And the nutrition too, huh?
No, I'm not doing the nutrition very well.
Well, that's 99% of it.
Dude, IHOP has these pancakes right now.
Here we go.
Belgian dark chocolate mousse in between the pancakes.
Whoa, wait a minute. Whoa.
It's a game changer. I don't need to see IHOP again until next duck season, period. What else is on the list for now that duck season's over that we need to recap or plan ahead or talk about
the fascia at the back of the house that needs to be fixed.
I don't think the listeners care about that list so much.
Oh, this is not your list. Oh, okay. This is not a honey-do list. Okay.
That fascia is weird, though. Like, our fascia width changes on the back of our house from the front of our house.
We have that graduated fascia. You know.
Six-inch fascia works everywhere on our house except for one piece where we need 8-inch fascia. We are going to do some decoy storage stuff. Em and I cleaned out our shed. We talked about doing that last year on the show, and it didn't quite happen. But it's happening this year.
We gave it a lot of planning.
We did give it a lot of planning.
I can't wait to watch the riveting content that comes out of that.
I'm getting a lot of messages about fishing. People are ready to go fishing.
Yeah, I'm ready to go fishing, man.
Are you?
I got to get the fly rod out, start warming it up again. You know?
I don't think that's what anyone means when they say they're ready to go fishing.
What are you talking about?
Dude, please let us record you doing that gesture. I'm very uncomfortable with it. Like it. What was that dance they used to do? Gangnam Style? That was like a cross between a cowboy and Gangnam Style.
It was awesome.
That was his fly fishing. Are you a left-handed fly fisherman?
No, I'm not. I'm very right-handed.
I have no problems with you being a left-handed fly fisherman.
I
treat all fly fishermen the same.
But I am the dirt of the earth.
Wow.
I got an offer to go fly fishing the other day.
You didn't take it up?
I didn't take it up. It was duck season,
Come on, man.
Can't do that stuff during duck season. Let me tell you something. I was sitting in a duck blind yesterday with my son, and the snook were going off like it was July. I mean, it was like somebody was launching potatoes into the mangroves.
I keep telling you, we got to bring some fishing rods when we go.
Yeah, but
do that stuff,
to fish, you would have had to ignore the ducks totally.
What ducks?
Yeah, well,
there's no ducks, guys.
I mean, there are slow moments in the duck blind, as we all know.
Yeah, but you can't.
This year more than others, but or you hunt for a couple hours and you fish for a couple hours.
Yeah, I think that's a
better. Kind of do a double.
The sheep's head are moving in. I've talked to some guys that are already catching the sheep's head off the bridges. That's big time. And I've seen more tarpon this duck season than I have the last 5 or 6 duck seasons combined.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, lots of tarpon rolling in the decoys, including some big girls up in the rivers.
Really?
Yeah, which is very unusual. I don't know if it's red tide. I don't know if it's just weather patterns. I don't know what it is, but there's been some... I'm talking like some triple-digit girls rolling in the decoys. Why are you laughing at that? Why is that so funny to you?
Some big girls up in the rivers.
Yeah, big girls.
That's what I should have named the group.
The big girls up in the rivers?
The big girls up in the rivers. The triple-digit girls up in the rivers.
Oh, my God. You two are...
It's like a band name.
Me too. It's her.
No, it's both of you.
It's her.
Here's the... You have anything else on your list besides your keeps and releases? Do you have anything else that now that duck season's over?
No, not really.
I have.
I mean,
if you're listening to this, you should plan a date with your significant other. Maybe take them away on something without an ulterior motive related to the outdoors.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah, kind of sort of make up for all the time spent duck hunting.
Yes.
Although you can't ever actually make it up, right?
You can't make up time. And it's part of my living. Like, we get that here, but it's also, M has to put in a lot of hours for duck season that don't get appreciated the same way.
That is true, but I have learned to buy some of my time back very cheaply, which I'm going to talk about when we get to keep and release.
Yes, you are. So, for the going back to fishing real quick, for those that have messaged me about fishing, I'm not going to start fishing until probably the end of March, beginning of April. I got to do some tinkering on the big boat, make sure she's in running shape, like, just haven't messed with her in a while. And got to get a couple of honeydews, not to go back and hit on the siding too much, but got a couple of honeydews we got to finish around the house.
Oh, we also still have Christmas lights up.
Yes, we have Christmas lights up.
What, yeah.
Wow. So we're not putting them on every night. They're just on the eve of the house.
You do live in Polk County, so.
At this point, they're like party lights, I think.
There you go.
They will be.
Yeah, why don't you take them off the house and string them in the backyard as like a.
They will be taken down
some
this
ambiance.
Week. They'll be gone this week. Mm-hmm. Don't sweat it. I always take Christmas lights down. Anything else? Anything am I missing?
Nope.
I don't think so. I mean, warmer weather's on the way.
Yeah. And let me tease this. Next week, we're talking the Outdoor Academy Awards, the Outdoor Oscars.
Yes.
Boom. It's going to be one of the greatest episodes in the history of episodes.
Like Oscar the Grouch?
Nope. You know exactly what it is going to be like. Nate, what is your release?
My release is the Ron Bergeron appointment to the South Florida Water Management District. I do see, like, people are like, oh, he's been doing all this great stuff for the Everglades, blah, blah, blah. And I'm sure he has done some great stuff. I'm not, like, knocking that.
Yep.
But the dude gets paid by the district to do development. Like, he's a developer.
Yep.
So don't tell me that can't affect your decision-making. It's got to. Even in small ways, it's got to affect a little bit of your decision-making. Yep. And I feel like it's a little bit of a conflict of interest, if not $79 million worth of conflict of interest.
$88
million. Oh, okay. $88 million worth of conflict of interest. So I'm really leery about this decision. I hope he proves me wrong. I really do, because I want good things to happen down there. But I'm leery about it.
Yeah, we actually have the same release this week because that was Bergeron appointment is mine. Let me ask you a question. Someone that owns land or leases land south of the state or makes money off of land south of Lake Okeechobee and then is appointed to the governing commission for the water management district, that sounds like, if I describe that to you, you say, oh, is Big Sugar getting after it again? No, they're not. This is a complete new appointment from a complete new regime. It's special interest, man. That is special interest at the heart of it. And it's a huge conflict of interest. I don't care what you say. Anybody that's getting paid, first off, he gets paid for destroying South Florida. Like, I'm not running down a developer, but part of your job as a developer is to turn things into other things. You're turning something that's not a parking lot into a parking lot. You're turning something that's not a Walmart into a Walmart. You're turning something that's not a strip mall into a strip mall. And in Florida, that's usually wetlands. It's usually swamp or woods or whatever.
Right.
Again, I want to say this very carefully. I'm not knocking that. I'm a pretty conservative guy. I get that if you buy that land and you're able to develop it, you should be able to develop within reason. But so the guy made money creating the mess. Then he's made money off the STAs and moving dirt around to help shift water around. And now he's being appointed to the board that's going to make decisions about what to do with that water that could materially affect his bottom line. Like, that's the most insane thing I've ever heard. It's insane. So he may...
Yeah, it is.
He may be a great guy, but the consistent thing I hear over and over is, in a state with $21 million, you're telling me that's the best candidate you can find?
Yeah. I'm in agreement. There's got to be a better person than that.
I like a lot of what DeSantis is saying currently, but that action is just a continuation of pay to play. Bergeron contributed X amount of dollars, and so we're going to give him an appointed position. That's exactly what we just got onto Rick Scott for doing. That's exactly what everyone's been accusing the old board of doing. It's the same thing with a different flavor. So,
agreed.
It's vanilla ice cream instead of chocolate. What is your release, Miss Emily?
Well, on a non-political note, I bought back 22 hours of my time during duck season by using Instacart and Walmart grocery pickup.
Do you know about this?
I do know about both of those things.
Yeah. Changed my life. And so many people are concerned that using Instacart is going to cost them more money. It does not. I'm here to say,
saving us money.
Well, we use it with Aldi, first of all. So that's why. But I've done the comparisons since the beginning of duck season, which was November.
Yeah, here was the thing. We usually share grocery shopping responsibilities in the past. And beginning with duck season, it was like, if you need to get delivery services or in-store shoppers or whatever to try to help offset some of that time, right?
Pretty much, because Travis was like MIA for all of duck season.
Yeah.
So when I would meal planning and grocery shopping and stuff like that, I would put products in my Instacart shopping cart for Aldi and the Walmart grocery cart at the same exact time and choose whichever one was cheaper. And on 99% of the things we buy, in fact, everything except milk, it was cheaper at Aldi. And those got delivered directly to my house. And then the Walmart grocery stuff, I just pull into the parking spots and they come and put it in the coolers in the back of my car. And then I drive home. So much time it saved me, so much energy it saved me. Highly recommend. If you're not using it and you're worried about pricing, like, do your homework, because you can buy back a lot of time and energy.
I have a question.
Yes.
How's that your release?
I released grocery shopping.
Oh. You cheated the system.
I had the same question.
I released it because I hate grocery shopping. I guess I should start with that. It's overstimulating to me and it wears me out.
What is your keep?
I get to go first on
keeps?
Yes,
you get to go first on your keeps.
Wow. So I talked about right after Christmas, I got an Apple Watch, which I really like. And my keep this week is an app called Auto Sleep. And it works on your phone via your watch, which your watch will track your heart rate. Auto Sleep, you don't have to like set it before you go to sleep or anything. It just tracks your heart rate. So it knows when your heart rate drops that you're asleep, and then it tracks you through the night. And then when you wake up, your heart rate goes up and it knows you're awake, and it kind of gives you some bio data about your night. And I really, really, really like it. It's cool.
Yeah. M has the opposite of sleep apnea. She just straight up dies every night.
When I sleep. Yeah.
Yeah. When she sleeps, she just goes straight like flatline.
Yeah.
Oh, so like, 0 beats per second?
Yes.
Like no, it's, per minute. It's not my heart rate that goes down, but it's like my movement. So if you look at a rhythm, or it's almost like a sinus rhythm if you picture it.
Yeah, that's what I'm picturing.
Mine will go up and then down, and it'll stay down until about 15 minutes before I wake up.
Yep.
Like I just die.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a little bit scary.
Yeah. So anyway, really, really cool app if you are looking to get some information about how you sleep and how efficiently you sleep.
We may have some sleep scientists that listen to the show.
Really?
Yeah. Be interested to talk to them about that.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool.
Nate, what is your keep?
My keep is an event I went to last week up here in Atlanta. Backcountry Hunters and Anglers had an event at the Patagonia store.
Yes.
In Buckhead. It was the Backcountry Hunters or the Backcountry Film Fest is what they called it. And they played a bunch of short films from last year. And we had a great turnout. There was like 30 people there. It was a really great turnout.
Awesome.
Patagonia gave away some gear, and I did not win, unfortunately. But it was a beer, you know, fun, hanging out.
Let me ask you.
Met some cool people. And
can I ask some questions on this?
Sure.
How many guys there were wearing some manner of plaid or checkered shirts?
Less than you think.
Okay, how many of them were wearing some sort of vest over whatever shirt they were wearing?
A lot of them.
Yeah. That had to be like a high percentage, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because when I think of the BHA crowd, that's like a down vest, like a,
what yeah. was the name of yeah, this yeah, thing like again?
The Backcountry Hunters and Anglers Public Land Film Fest at Patagonia.
Did Florida store. Sportsman name it?
Yeah. I mean, it's a long title, but
no, it looked like a cool event. I saw some of the highlights. Did they preview the new Ranella film?
No, they didn't.
Have you seen that?
That was going to be like my part two, Keith.
Dude,
the trailer for that thing looks awesome.
The trailer for
Stars in the Sky,
a hunting documentary, looks incredible by Ranella and the Meat Eater crew. I mean, it looks freaking awesome.
I'm really excited about it.
So I'm going to get some more information about that. We'll talk about that more. My keep is, we are doing this before the Super Bowl. However, we've already seen the Jeep ad. You saw this ad.
I saw the Jeep ad.
You saw this ad. You cried.
Oh my gosh. He came and just stuck it in front of my face. And by the end of it, I was like, no.
That might be the best. Like, that's like Mean Joe Green throwing his jersey into the. That's like the Mac commercial from 84. Like, this is,
you know, like the top tier Budweiser commercials.
Yeah, the Clydesdales.
You know, yeah, that it was that kind of level. Awesome. It was awesome.
It was an epic commercial. We will put a link to it in the show notes. I shared it on my Facebook page. Anyway, it was a Star Spangled Banner with visual representation of the lyrics. But at the end, and then they had Jeeps woven into that. Did you see that? Like when Marilyn Monroe, when they did Stars, Marilyn Monroe got out of a Jeep. And The army
and
pushing,
dropping him out of planes and stuff.
The kid showing proof of his driver's license was in front of a Jeep. And at the end, when the old soldier puts on his hat and salutes, oh my God, dude.
Oh man, all the feels, man. It's all like, the feels.
Wow. So hats off to Jeep. Like, I'm sure we have a few Jeep owners that listen to our show that,
oh, I'm
they're
sure
like,
we do.
Yeah, they did the Jeep wave. The Jeep waves
the
in
G-finger.
It. Like, that's a,
yes.
Anyway. Felt like that was an epic.
You know, technically, now you've already watched the Super Bowl commercial, so you can go ahead and join me for tonight.
Technically, did you know you can watch all of them after the game?
Yeah, so what point are you proving if you're going to watch them after anyway?
It's the principle of the matter. I'm trying to stay woke.
Thanks for listening to the Cast and Blast Florida podcast. For more info on meetings in the state of Florida or the Cast and Fat Blast fitness group, check out our show notes at castandblastfl.com. We'll also link up to Instacart and Walmart grocery pickup, as well as upcoming BCHA events, articles on the Ron Bergeron appointment, and that tearjerker Jeep commercial. Later.